I've been really keenly aware in recent days and weeks that in America and in little circles where I function, love and how it gets expressed is in great measure controlled by how we think people are going to feel about what we say and what we do. America, these days, it seems to me, and I see book titles bearing witness to it, are a people, not entirely, but in large measure, with very thin skins. Very given to feeling like victims, feeling like they're offended and they're wounded and they're easily hurt, and therefore it's always somebody else's problem we can put our bad feelings on. Which means that the way we express love to one another and to people we might think need a tough word gets restricted because we feel ourselves held hostage by their bad feelings. In other words, if they can convince us by body language or by words or by lifestyle that if we say this, they're going to feel bad, then we say, that's probably not the loving thing to say. And so instead of the bottom line of love being a principle or biblical rule or really what's best for people, it's just feelings. How they're going to feel if we do this or say this. What I'm saying is Christians ought to be different from our culture. We ought to be different. We ought not to have thin skin. The church ought to be a place with thick skin. Why? Because we don't get our significance and our stability and our security and our meaning and our worth from what people say about us. Do we? Do you? I fear many of us do. It's a constant temptation to want to be liked, to want to have people say nice things about us, to want to be approved, and to get all of our joy and strength from day to day by the echo of what's coming back to us in what we say. Bad news. That is bad, bad, bad. That's the way human beings without Christ are. But we are different. Why? We are loved by God. We are chosen by God. We are forgiven by God. We are accepted by God. We are indwelt by God. We are strengthened by God. We are guided by God. We are secured by God. We're surrounded by God. He's underneath. He's on top. He's everywhere. What do we care? Or do we? Do we believe it? That's the issue. Do we believe that who we are, where we're going, how we get there is God's thing, not the world or even other Christians? And so I just plead with you not to be a part of the cultural thin-skinnedness so that when some hard word lands on you, true or false, some ugly criticism, some slander, or some legitimate rebuke, you don't do like the world. The world does generally one of two things. It shrinks into a little corner of self-pity and woundedness and, oh, poor me, how could you ever do that to me? And as, oh. Or it sues you for harassment. And they're both flowing from the same issue of thin skin. People who don't have their bearings, they don't have roots. Everything is being governed by how you come in onto them. Don't be like that. Grow up.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.